IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program of Viewpoint, and I'm Beta, the host of today's episode. And we have two dear speaker guests here with me, Brother Ali and Brother Muhammad. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So in this episode of today, we're going to discuss one of the most controversial issues of Islamic world about Palestinian issue. As you know, we were not captured by religious restrictions. You know, we as the Islamic Republic didn't actually, we were able to strengthen the first at the feast of the soul and the concept of Islam. And in this road that we chose to go through, we have some obstacles which one of the most important and dangerous obstacles is Zionism. In the last episodes, we talked about Israel and United States and also a bit of Zionism. But in today's episode, we're going to talk more about the concept of global Zionism, which is something broader and vaster than United States itself or Israel. So, Brother Muhammad, would you please clarify the concept of this global Zionism for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the previous episodes, I believe, we also mentioned about the very small history about how Zionism took place. It's not bad we mention it back again, because we're talking about the core of Zionism and what the ideology really means. You see, Zionism took place when Herzl, at the late 19th century, came up with this idea of returning back to the Jewish land.
Yeah,
and the main reason why they even named Zionism is because of the Mount Zion, mm-hmm. where Prophet Dawood or Prophet David is buried there. So they believe that Jews, because of their, because they were dispersed at that time, it's important that they become united, get back to the homeland, so-called homeland, and to make or establish a Jewish government there, right? Although such a thing was never ever supported by any religious scripture.
Yeah.
Because there are many Jews who are against Zionism, and they've denounced their opposition against Zionism, and they mention clearly that there is no religious basis on this. However, he formulated this idea, brought in a few merchants and journalists and so on who are Jewish personalities of that time. He conducted five or six conferences, and this establishment went up to the United Kingdom, where they eventually made the decision of establishing a Zionist state, or rather a Jewish state, in the Palestinian territory. Now, this question that you mentioned about the global Zionism and this idea of Zionism, you see, the idea and the core of Zionism is what is control. Control over all else. They see themselves superior. As we mentioned previously as well, Jews, they consider themselves as the ones close to God, as the goal of God himself from creation. And they see all else as animals, as just normal creations, as inanimate things. So me as a non-Jew, if a Jewish person was to approach me who is an extremely Zionist, he would definitely say, oh, you're under me. They would consider me as an animal, as a slave. He would train me. That's how they see, like how we train horses.
I know.
They see the world and people in this eye, right?
Yeah.
So the core of Zionism is control. And they started it with the heart of the Muslim world, because they knew that the main obstacle they had was the Muslim world itself, the resistance that the Muslim world would have.
Thank you.
This is the idea and the core ideology of Zionism.
So let me ask my question here. If the mentality of all these groups, Israel, United States, and Zionism, is the same, I mean, the control over the world and the slavery, the modern slavery of all the people who are not Jews. So what is the difference, exact difference and zone between United States, Israel, Jews, and Zionism. Is there any border here?
You see, of course, these are different terminologies, first of all. As the late Imam Khomeini, he would mention, the U.S. is worse than France, France is worse than the U.K. is worse than... They're all in one arena of ideology, of taking control, right? But there are differences between them. For example, Israel, or the Zionist state, sees itself as the main and the actual headquarter of control, and uses all the other countries as its tool, including the U.S. itself.
Yeah.
That's why we have Jewish lobbies, Zionist lobbies, in the U.S. Senate House.
Thank you.
They lobby, and they even issue budgets for you. It's surprising that the budget that is issued from the U.S. for Israel is much more than the taxes taken by the Jewish state from its own people. So they lobby to bring in finance into the state of Israel, the occupied state.
Thank you. Yes, Brother Ali, where are you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I was thinking to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing that he gave us, that is the late Imam Khomeini, to enlighten us, to know what Zionism is, to know what their tricks and plots are. Rahmatullahi alayhi. That we can now easily discuss what happening and how it was made and what their intentions were and are. So all in all, I want to say, regardless of who at 1879 something, I mean, a person called Theodor Herzl did, I mean, what he wrote and what congresses and what assemblies he made and annual congresses that he was managing and leading, and the kind of decisions that were made there in Switzerland first. But some even say that it was even before him, 50 years before him, a person by the name of Bansker. He was a Russian Jew that had this idol also. They were after three important things: to collect all the Jews from different parts of the world, because they believe that Jews are scattered in the whole world and they have no place. To assign for them, second, it was to assign a place or a state for them and to collect them under one state. And third, to make and, let's say, to form an administration for these newly created state. So these were the main goals and, let's say, the main basis of Zionism. So they were basically Jews, but later on they became more political and they wanted to do some political activities. So that's why they are called Zionism. And they themselves called themselves Zionism due to the name that the brother referred to as the mountain, which is close to Beit al-Maqdis. It's quite true that they usually change by the powers, by the superpowers that are actually dominating the whole world. At that time it was Britain. Now, it is U.S., their center is still in U.S., though they are supporting Israel as a country, but their headquarters are in U.S. And this is, again, that some interpreters, some, let's say, analysts say that they are now looking for some ways to shift towards the next power of the world, that is China. So they are approaching China for their next generation. So it's quite clear that they actually move based on the expediency of their efforts, and they want to be effective in their orders. But hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightened Muslims even recently, just to know where they are and strengthen the resistance line. And they are now standing exactly in front of them from the time that they had nothing to do in front of the Zionists and the Israelis. Now we see that there is a great and crucial change in these strategies. So this political entity actually is different with the Jews and Judaism, as we said earlier. Necessarily, all the Jews are not in the same boat with them. Yeah. And they believe that, okay, we are believers and we have nothing to do with the Zionists. And these groups are almost active annually. They have some ceremonies and programs, and they actually show their dissatisfaction with the Zionism. Because we have seen the outcome of Zionism is nothing but massacre, killing, and killing the people in abundance in different parts of the world, mainly in the occupied lands of Palestine. So if we want to clarify it in brief, Zionism is different with Judaism, and they actually have it was formed due to this reason that I refer to, and they usually try to change towards the shift, and they always try to shift between the powers which are dominating the whole world, and now they are based in U.S. and directly and indirectly they are supporting Israel, and even they are the ones who are affecting even the administration in U.S. itself, because AIPAC is a Zionist-based Zionist-based assembly in U.S. that is deciding for the presidential election of the U.S.
The candidates for the presidential election.
The candidates for the presidential election of the U.S.
So in order to support whatever you told up to here, I want to recite one of the states of the leadership of the Islamic Revolution. Then I'm going to ask you a question. Contrary to the foolish desire of power and strength that evil politicians had for the Zionist regime, this regime is getting closer to decay and destruction day by day. But as we see, the Zionist regime is more powerful than what we think. You know, they have financial resources. They have, the countries like United States, Israel, as you told Brother Muhammad, under their control. And this is, I think, power. So what is this paradoxical content that the leadership told that they are weaker day by day? But what we can say is that they have money. They have financial sources, and so on.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think in the right time, because this is, if you just check the news of the late news of Israel from last week's and the recent days, you see the same statement has been issued by different politicians of Israel that we are
getting weaker
and weaker, and there is nothing left from the Israel. Some even the ex prime minister said the same thing, the same statement. So it has been issued from their own personalities rather than the leader of the Islamic Ummah. But in reality, let's see, when we saw almost 600,000 people were in the streets to be against the administration, and when it's almost six months. They are without a prime minister, without a cabinet. So have we ever seen Israel that weak and that poor to be in this status? Definitely no. Yes, they have money. They are connected to the source of money. But money is not everything, sister. Because if it could do anything, at least could survive America itself. Because we see even American banks are collapsing day by day. In the last week, we saw 2 to 3 banks were collapsing, and where 3 banks went bankrupt. So we see that in reality, we see even in their exposures with the Palestinians, you see?
It was all the time we had for today's episode, unfortunately. Thank you for your presence in today's discussion. And I wish you farewell, and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
mother nor father to wipe away my tears. That's why I will cry. I feel scared, but I won't show my fears. I keep my head high, deep in my heart. I never have any doubt the Palestine. Tomorrow will be free. Palestine.